Welcome to Virginia's Community of Learning. I'm Karen Richardson. It's Monday, January 2nd, 2005, and this is the Vital Newsletter podcast. The year's just turned, and we've all made New Year's resolutions, that annual ritual of making then breaking promises to ourselves. And I wonder if technology can be a tool to help us actually keep those resolutions to get more organized or lose weight. I started thinking about this when Vital Director Chris O'Neill emailed me an article from CNN about a website called futureme.org. It allows users to send emails to themselves in the future, sort of the digital version of writing a letter to yourself. In addition, this site allows users to make their postings public, and I found it fascinating to read random emails, sort of eavesdropping on some very personal conversations. Hopes and dreams, advice and reminders, some in English, many in foreign languages, all funny, poignant, and bittersweet. Some are dated to be sent in a couple of months, some are dated to be sent in a year, others have 10 or 15 years to wait. I sent one to myself dated December 31st, 2006, a reminder of the resolutions I made this year. Future Me helps build in some accountability to a process that often has no follow-up at all. But is that accountability enough to make the difference between success and failure? We still have to do the hard work in between. Tools like Future Me rely on us to be used successfully. Just buying a PDA doesn't lead to better organization. Just joining Weight Watchers and tracking points online isn't going to lead to weight loss. While they may facilitate these activities, we must first make and then resolve to keep the resolutions. I can picture teachers using Future Me with their students. What are we going to learn this month? At the end of the month, the email from Future Me can be used as a benchmark. Did we learn what we said we were going to? Before beginning a project, students could use the service to track their completion of each step. So rather than being nagged by the teacher, they get friendly reminders from themselves, a digital take on the project checklist. If getting organized in 2006 is a priority for you, you may be thinking about buying a PDA or maybe just making better use of the one you have. For the buyers, I always recommend starting at ZDNet. It's ZDNet.com, and they have a guide to PDAs that provides great information if you're in the market. Once you've got your PDA, you might want to browse some of the many websites related to using it effectively. I found two that I liked. Bruce Keener's site was easy to use, and the URL is www.dkeener.com, and there'll be a link to Keen PDA on that page. And then the second one is the Getting Things Done forums. This comes from David Allen, who's sort of a guru of organization. It's got lots of helpful ideas in the forums, along with user reviews of different gadgets that you might be interested in. And that URL is www.davidco.com/forum/index.php. We'll do the conference calendar as another podcast, but we did want to highlight something that happened at the DOE conference in December. This is the Education Technology Leadership Awards. Each year, the Virginia Department of Education honors 8 outstanding educators with the Technology Leadership Award. It's given for their advocacy and use of educational technology in the Commonwealth's public schools. As I mentioned, these awards were presented at the DOE's Technology Conference, which was held in the first week in December in Roanoke. The award, presented annually, acknowledges outstanding school division leadership in education technology planning and implementation. And the 2005 winners are Jerry Canada, Danny Dixon, Thomas DeWeird, Mitzi File, Dan Hopper, Mary Beth Luftglass, Harley Miles, and Bobby Waddell. Danny Dixon was also recognized as the state award winner. In addition, the Virginia Educational Technology Advisory Committee, or VTAC, which advises the Virginia Board of Education on educational technology, presented its 2005 VTAC Leadership Award to Zarl Shaney, an associate professor of administrative technologies at the University of Virginia. Finally, we highlighted in the newsletter this month a good read, although in this case the good read is actually videos. I don't believe that we can be good technology ambassadors if we aren't well informed. With the internet, certainly keeping up to date is easier. So each month in the newsletter, we highlight interesting relevant sources, maybe research projects, government reports, e-zine, bloggers that you should be reading. This month, I'm highlighting a series of videos from Edutopia, the George Lucas Educational Foundation's website, and that's edutopia.org. This article describes some high school students who are creating their own schools of the future. The article features a high school teacher, Eva Reeder, who wanted her geometry students to have sort of a more real-life experience. So she asked them to design a state-of-the-art high school. And kind of, it's almost like a little mini Donald Trump apprentice here. The kids worked in teams from start to finish. They did cost estimates, they did scale models, they drafted site plans, and then they developed presentations that they gave to professional architects who then judged the various projects. There's a general video on Edutopia about the project itself, and then you can also view some of the team's presentations. If you're interested in implementing this kind of project, there are also project outlines and assessment tools as well. And again, you can locate that at www.edutopia.org. On the last page of the newsletter, I always try to highlight something fun and interesting. And in this case, since the curriculum topic for the month was math, I picked out the Cool Math for Kids website. It's www.coolmath and then the number 4kids.com. And I don't think it really is a website that's just for kids. You can play lemonade stand there, so if you enjoy doing that. Do some brain benders, complete a jigsaw puzzle. The site has a ton of calculators and converters, so if you've always wanted to know your age in dog years, you can figure that out. But whoever said math can't be fun really hasn't visited this website. It is, as it claims, an amusement park of math. And again, that's Cool Math for Kids. And then finally, in the newsletter, we talked a little bit about what you're listening to right now, the podcast. We're going to be podcasting several sections of the newsletter each month, as well as doing some occasional podcasts throughout the month, just highlighting educational websites, things that folks might be interested in who are trying to integrate technology in their classroom. So the last article in the newsletter just talked about this podcast. And of course, you can find it at virginialearning.org. You can also subscribe to it. We used FeedBurner to set up our feed, so you can also subscribe to it. Hope you've enjoyed it, and you might want to listen to the conference calendar and then also a feature called Math in Real Life. That will be the next podcast coming up. Happy New Year.